there's those who can't get a ticket because we're only giving four for adults, so they would like to go but can't, so they can watch it on TV. And then you're right, the high-risk group who would like to go but can't simply because of an underlying health condition, they can get the same experience at home.
Hello and welcome to the Daktronics Experience Podcast. I'm Justin Oxner here with Matt Anderson. Today we're joined by Joey Strewey. He's the Activities Director at Lincoln High School in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. He's going to share his role with the school, his experience with Daktronics Big Stream, features they use, and more. And we're here today with Joey. Joey, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Matt, how you doing over there?
I'm doing really good. I'm on my second cup of coffee, so I'm doing good.
That's a good start to the day. All right, Joey, you're with Lincoln High School in Sioux Falls. Can you give us a quick background of your role and how you came to be in that position?
Sure. I'm the activities director here at Lincoln High School. I came to here from Harrisburg. I spent 2 years there. Spent about 25 years in Esteline. Up there by Brookings.
Yep.
Kind of progressed my way here to Lincoln. This is my fifth year at Lincoln High School. I'm having a lot of fun. We've made a lot of changes. Daktronics has provided us with a lot of opportunities to provide a better environment, a better experience for not only our athletes, but our viewers at home as well.
Yeah, and then can maybe tie into, you know, your current role and kind of what are your areas of responsibility right now?
Sure. Well, I'm in charge of all activities, including fine arts and athletics. I oversee the roles of all of our coaches, all of our athletes, just arranging all the game things that we do, from logistics to transportation to all of the things that are needed for the game.
Yeah, there's always those background items that people might not think about right away, but somebody's got to coordinate all that. And you're the lucky one who gets to be at the center of all that.
Well, you know, here in Sioux Falls, we've got it a little unique compared to other schools where you're the only school in town and so you're the only athletic director. Here in Sioux Falls, we're very fortunate that with our public schools, we work very closely together with each other. So we're all operating under the same standards and guidelines and making sure that we all have some checks and balances in our day.
Nice, nice. And we're here today to talk more about what we call the Big Stream offering. And that's how you can stream your scoreboard activities to other people to see them. So in the time of the pandemic, with things going on and people not being able to be there, can you tell us a little bit about how you hooked up with the Big Stream?
Well, that's exactly how it started. Just as you say, now in our day and age of the pandemic, we were looking at limiting crowd sizes in our auditoriums and our gymnasiums. And when I saw the Big Stream come out, and I saw that, and I went, here's a way that we can provide value to our sponsors, because people aren't getting in to see the boards themselves in person. And we just figured that our online web streaming viewership would go up dramatically. And here was a way that we could provide our sponsors some added value and provide an experience for our student athletes that was second to none, really. So that's how we got started. It was a way to improve those things for the people who can't make it to the games.
And then just because I'm in marketing, so I always have this question kind of too, Joy. So how did you first hear about this? I mean, because it is a pretty new offering that we've had here this past year. How did you first come to hear about it?
Well, Jerry Sicking sent an email out, and I opened it up, and I could see that, the Big Stream, it caught my eye, the ability to have that same experience at home or on the computer or on your phone or wherever it is, however you're viewing it, as the people who are in the building. You can see what they see. You can see the game. You can see exactly what's on our video board. We can present those commercials out that we provide for our sponsors, and the people at home can just get that in-game feeling and yet be at home where they can get up and go to the refrigerator when they want or listen to the commercial, change the channel, or whatever it is they want to do. So it was actually the reaching out from your marketing and your sales that drew my attention to it.
Nice. That's always good to hear, first of all. Second, I'm curious, what sports are you implementing this for? And was it for football or basketball or what are you using that for?
Well, we're gonna use it for every sport that we have in our gymnasium. Right now in the fall, obviously, we host volleyball in our gymnasium. So we're using it in our gymnasium for volleyball only, because that's the only sport we have going on in there. But out at Howard Wood Field, we've also implemented it out there. Casey Miley has adopted it for use out at Howard Wood Field. Each school does not, we don't provide our own streaming at Howard Wood Field. It's done under one umbrella. So every school, public school that plays out there, it's done for us. So he's adopted that out there. So he's using it at Howard Wood Field. So we get it for football as well.
Nice. And I'm thinking, just because every, you know, high school or college right now is kind of going through something different, can you maybe just give me and the listeners a brief overview of kind of your current landscape for athletics? Are you nobody at all allowed in attendance, or do you have a percentage amount, or how's that laid out?
Right now we allow in our stands, we give each rostered athlete four vouchers or four tickets per person for family members. And we allow our students in as long as they have purchased an athletic activities pass. Mm-hmm. So we don't limit our number of students, but we do limit the number of adults. So that's how we're reducing our crowd size.
And then being able to offer something like this is either for either, you know, people in town that want to come to the game, or, you know, elderly people. Cause I know like my grandparents will watch streaming things of like my nephews and stuff, and they are in areas of the country where they could go to it, but they're not going to, right? Because they're high risk. So it seems like it's a great combination of both just normal people who aren't high risk that could have went, and then other people that could go, but shouldn't.
Right. You've got both groups. I mean, there's those who can't get a ticket because we're only giving four for adults. So they would like to go, but can't. So they can watch it on TV. And then you're right. The high risk group who would like to go, but can't, simply because, you know, of an underlying health condition or just preference not to be exposed to the potential of having a virus. Either way, they can get the same experience at home.
Right. And it's almost that unintended benefit of people around the country who might have graduated from that high school and still want to keep up with something. They might be in a different part of the country or the world or something. If they've got streaming, they can even tune in and check it out there. So you might even get that extended family that really might not even be able to attend the game because they're so far away. They can also tune in and check out the game.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think this is going to be one of the unintended consequences, as you say, that comes out of this whole pandemic. You know, we're going to learn things that we didn't know before, and we're going to apply them going forward. Not everything will go back to the way it was before. We'll learn how to make things better. And I think this is one of the ways that we're making things better.
And I'm thinking, you mentioned, I think already, Joe, you know, you didn't have a streaming kind of service already, did you?
We did. We streamed on YouTube.
Okay.
And we still do stream it to YouTube.
Okay. I was just kind of thinking, like, what the difference of this, right, then? So, I mean, what more does it kind of take to make something like this happen? Is it a lot more smooth because you're kind of taking what you would normally be showing on a video display, or how does that work?
You know, it works very seamlessly. I've got a class of students, not me personally. Charnell Woolidge has a group of students in her classroom who actually run the boards during the game. And that's been a big improvement since last year, that we've got a group of kids who are involved in creating graphics to display on the stream and on the screen in the gymnasium. And so not only do we get recognition and opportunities for the kids on the court, but we're providing opportunities for kids in the classroom as well. And that's equally valuable to what we're doing to provide that experience for the kids on the court and the fans at home.
I love that. And that's always a side benefit. You know, when we talk to other high schools and colleges too, it's when they, you know, especially when they didn't have a video board and then they get one, it's great for the athletes, but there's so many educational opportunities for people being able to create graphics, like you said, or run the boards. And then something like this seems like it's important, because if you already have that established and you're wondering about people coming to your games, how do you make sure you don't lose that?
That's just it. You don't want to take a step backwards on any given day. You want to have a consistent product that you're displaying to the public. And I'm sure you would agree with that, being in the business industry. Mm-hmm. What we put out there, we have to have it every night because people come to expect it. And when you don't have it, you know, they're putting in the chat box, or they're texting, or they're emailing, hey, your web stream's down, or, you know, there's something wrong with the display, whatever that happens to be, they're pointing it out. So, you know, people are watching. So it's important to have that consistent product that you're putting out there. And this year we've taken a big step forward with that, with those kids who are doing a great job with their graphics, with running the boards, and it provides them opportunities going forward. Since it is the same system that they use in all colleges or almost all colleges, universities, NFL stadiums, when they go off to a college, they could go to the athletic department and say, I've got it, mm-hmm. Experience running this stuff, creating graphics. Is there a way I can become involved? And it gives them a leg up on other students at the university.
It's almost what you tell college students to help get jobs to build their resume for when they graduate college. It's the same kind of thing of right. You're in high school and you can do some things to boost your resume for when you get into college to help get a job, right?
Yes, it is. And, I tell them a story that last year when we installed the boards, I was having an issue shortly after the install, probably user error and not hardware error. But I was having an issue and I called tech support. And I can't remember who it was that called me back, but he said that, and it took him a while because he was having the same issue with the Arizona Cardinals. So he had been on the phone with the Arizona Cardinals working through the same issue that I had. So, tech support was there and it was, it was almost like, well, why did you call them first? I mean,
pretty much the same thing as Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah, definitely.
That's what I was thinking.
Right. So you mentioned the student aspect of it and how they're helping create some graphics. What else is involved in actually getting your production off the ground? Is there like a person dedicated to the control system and making sure everything's running and students are working with them, or what's your production look like?
Yeah, our production is definitely, it's coordinated through Charnel Woolidge and her class. She's up there all the time working with the kids, making sure that they know what they're doing and they've got the production down right so that, when it's in game and there's in volleyball, if there's a kill or an ace or whatever, that they mm-hmm. are displaying the right graphics and they're on time with their commercials during the timeouts or their whatever it is, the sponsorship logo. Those types of things. And we've got a script laid out for them. They follow the script. The PA announcer has the script so that they can stay in sync. They know what each other are doing so that they can make it run seamlessly.
And I'm thinking back to, I don't know if this is something I should ask at the beginning, Justin, so I apologize.
No, but, you're good.
You talked about, sponsorships and advertising and things like that. Maybe just hit on a little bit about how I would say it's important, but it's changed now, right? So, you don't have as many people in the stands, but now the access to people you have is very great because now you can stream it out to all these other people. Like maybe kind of just walk me through, how does that conversation go with that?
Well, you're exactly right. The advertisers, most of them we had before we had the big stream in place. So this was added value to them. They had already bought in. But new ones going forward, the stands aren't as full as they used to be, but they will become full again one day, hopefully in the near future. So those people are going to come back into the gym. But I still think that our online viewership will stay at a level that we're getting now. I think it'll continue to grow so that when the people come back into the stands who were watching on TV or on the internet or wherever, those people will be replaced by new online viewers once this gets more established. So viewership, exposure, that's going to continue to grow. So it makes it easier to tell our potential sponsors, here's the value that you're getting now, and here's where the value will grow. It will continue to grow. So it's not just a static investment for them, and this is all I'm ever going to get. I think that we can show them that this will grow over time.
And I think about it, I'm out here in Brookings, South Dakota, and I went to high school in Princeton, Minnesota. So I should check and see if they have something like this. Cause it's one of the, on a Friday night, if they had something going like this, I'm not going to drive 5 hours back to watch the game, but if it's streaming, I could put up my phone and watch it. So it's, I know we've kind of talked about this example already about reaching people that would never have came to the game, but have ties to the school somehow. And I don't know, this kind of made me think I need to check and see if they have it. Cause I would definitely check that out.
Yeah, it's a great system. They have a lot of good features. As I said, the possibilities are limitless to what you can show the audience during breaks in the action. And right now, we're just touching the surface of what we can do.
Yeah, and you mentioned there's some features there, and we've talked a little bit about some of them. What do you think is your favorite feature of the Big Stream that you've incorporated?
I think my favorite feature is that we can run video, audio commercials, not just of our sponsors, but we have things that we can create. For example, our cross-country team just won a state title, and we, rather than having in-person ceremonies, what we're doing for our state title winners now is we're creating a video tribute to the team with interviews from the coaches and the players and montages of still shots set to music, that type of thing. We can play those things during breaks in the action to show the public, you know, here's what we did, give those kids some exposure who wouldn't have exposure through the big stream because they don't play in a gymnasium. They're outdoors.
Yeah, that's cool. And congratulations, by the way.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And that's, it sounds like you're almost building your own TV channel, right? It's kind of what it sounds like. You're making your own commercials and...
It is a little bit. I mean, like I said, the possibilities are limitless to what your students can create and what your staff can do and put up there. I mean, you can put anything you want up there.
And I'm thinking, is there, because you're talking about making these types of video commercials right now, is there something, as we talk about, you know, when things do get back to normal and you do have a lot of fans in the stands and these things are going on, is it fair to say that you've learned things through Big Stream that you're going to actually implement now in your new game day production when that happens?
I think that's fair to say, but to be honest with you, I don't know what those things are right now.
Yeah, true.
Because we won't really fully realize them until we get back to quote unquote normal. Mm-hmm. And we can have a lot of people in the stands. And then the production crew, the teachers, the students will find out, hey, what if we do this? How about if we do that? And then we'll identify those things. But right now we're so focused on what we're doing here in the here and now, that to project what we've learned over the course of time is probably a little unrealistic.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm curious, say your school, like there's schools out there like Princeton, I'm going to use Matt's example here and say they don't have streaming. What advice would you give if they were looking to get started with streaming?
Well, you have to have someone in the school or in the community who's dedicated to it. Because it can't be a part-time thing, as I said before. If you have sponsors and if you have people who are counting on that stream to be there, it can't be a, well, we've got it today, we don't have it tomorrow. We have a little bit of that issue sometimes with our soccer team. We play some of our games at Howard Wood Field where we have streaming, but we play some of our games at Yankton Trail Park where we don't have access to streaming. So we get some of that. Can we get the game streamed tonight? Because there are people who want to watch. Now, I just don't have that ability out at Howard Wood or out at Yankton Trail Park because we don't have the infrastructure in place. So you just have to, first of all, you have to have the people who are committed to it. You have to find that infrastructure. You have to have the equipment to do it. And then the rest really is just imagination. And I know that Daktronics has come out and they've helped us with our sales for our sponsorships. They've helped us sell this to them. They've helped us installation and tech support and all that stuff. So been really good to work with. So you just have to find someone with passion to do it. Develop an infrastructure. It does cost a little money. Let's be honest. Everything does. But that's why the sponsorships are so important.
Mm-hmm. So if you're looking at this and say you've got volleyball going right now, and are you looking forward to basketball, or is there anything special that you're looking forward to coming up?
Well, basketball won't start until late November, early December. So I always look forward to the next season. But the thing is, enjoy the season that you're in.
Yeah.
And enjoy what you're doing now, especially now, because we don't know exactly what the future is going to hold and how we're going to move going forward with our athletics this winter.
Right. Yeah. If a pandemic's taught us anything, you don't know what the future is going to hold.
I was just going to say, that's one of those questions where you don't know what to do with, where it's, hey, tell us what you think is going to happen, you know, in the spring. And then you'd be like, I don't know what's going to happen in two weeks. Yeah. So I don't know how to answer
exactly
that question.
Right.
You mean you don't have a crystal ball with all the answers?
I do have a magic eight ball on my desk that I've developed a system of here. Just when people come in with questions, I just, here you go.
Just hand them the ball and wait.
Yeah, it's nice. As good as I can do.
Nice. Well, Joey, I want to thank you for coming on and sharing your experience with Big Stream and with working with Daktronics and sharing all about yourself and what you've got going on there at Lincoln High School.
Thanks, Matt. Thanks, Justin. I appreciate you guys having me on today.
All right. Thanks, Joey.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Daktronics Experience Podcast. Please subscribe at your favorite place to listen to podcasts to keep up with our latest episodes.